What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Disney News Weekly. In today's episode, we're talking about the Incredibles 2 trailer, Mulan casting, and Pixar Fest. Hold on to your butts.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Keenan's just saying she heard someone else say hold on to her butts, which we all know is my catchphrase, not Leo's. Hey, everybody, welcome to Disney News Weekly on the Popcorn Talk. You can follow the Popcorn Talk on Twitter at the Popcorn Talk and on YouTube at Popcorn Talk Network. We have so many special guests tonight.
Yeah.
Keaton. No, just kidding. We have Skylar from Disney Film Facts.
Hello.
He's not in the chat tonight.
Not tonight.
Because he's here on our panel. And we have Tiff Mink.
Hey, everybody.
Famous.
I'm here. I'm
incomparable Tiff Mink.
World Happy famous. Birthday.
Happy belated birthday.
Thanks.
Had the coolest Mink. Cake in the world.
The coolest bag in the world.
Yeah, coolest bag in the world.
I don't know if you guys follow Tiff's Insta stories.
Keaton.
Did you bring it?
We found out today this bag lights up. Did not know that when I bought it.
No!
Well, I'll show you later.
It's right there.
It is awesome.
Like a birthday present.
Right? It's lit.
It's literally lit.
Legit lit.
We got some cool Disney news to talk about tonight. How's everyone feeling?
Good.
I've literally been talking all day, doing like this educational thing all day in my throat. I'm like struggling.
So she got that big old water.
Yeah, you guys.
It's not a night for the little water.
Essentia.
Ooh.
Not sponsored.
Hashtag
not
ad.
Sponsored, but delicious.
Ionized water. Fancy.
Lol.
From Whole Foods.
Oh. Nice.
Anyway,
the biggest thing is the first thing we're going to talk about. We got a new Incredibles trailer last week, but since our last show. So let's watch it just to make sure we're on the same page. Here we go.
Did you wash your hands?
We just had Chinese food.
We did.
We're
having Chinese
food. Soap? Did you dry them?
What? Is this all vegetables? Who wanted all vegetables?
I did. That's me.
So, are we going to talk about it?
What?
The elephant in the room.
What elephant?
Go. Mom's new job.
Oh my God.
It's time to make some wrong things right.
Who?
Help me bring supers back into the
guy?
Sunlight.
Who dis? I don't trust
we
him
need
one
to
bit.
Change people's perceptions.
I know, it would be a classic villain
and
twist if he was a villain.
Our best yeah. play.
Better than
but
me?
Almost too predictable.
I feel like I can't look at Skylar. Because his face will give away like, anything you might know.
I'll watch the kids, no problem.
Look at their fancy new house.
Supposed to do
look
it, Dad.
How good the animation is.
I don't know that way. Why would they change math? Math is
too
math.
Real.
Math
is math.
Hey, honey. How are the kids?
Everything's great.
She's an angsty teen.
Is she having adolescence?
And Jack.
He's in excellent health.
I love this part.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
my
God.
Okay.
That is freaky.
You know it's crazy, right? To help my family, I gotta leave it. To fix the law, I gotta break it.
You've got to, so our kids can have that choice.
Thank you, young man.
Combustion imminent? What does that mean?
Ah! It means fire, Robert.
Is everyone's favorite character.
What, Edna Mode?
Oh, yeah.
Duh.
She's the best.
The screen flare.
What is that?
This program for an important announcement.
Suit up. It might get weird.
I'll be there ASAP.
Where you going ASAP? You better be back ASAP.
Yes. That's how you close a trailer.
Where are you going, Ace?
Since Leo's not here, I can embarrass him a lot. He was like on the toilet and with the door shut, and he was watching the trailer when it came out last week. And I was like at my desk, which is right outside his bathroom, and I like hear the trailer and I hear like, "Where are you going, Ace?" And it ends, and then like a second, and then Leo goes,
"Yikes!"
Just watching the Incredibles 2 trailer while pooping.
I don't understand why like guys always bring their phone into the bathroom.
Well, Leo
with them.
Like takes like 45 minutes from the bathroom.
Gotta get that checked out.
So the Incredibles,
Leo.
So Incredibles 2, right? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so you know we've been doing this show for a while.
It looks great.
Yeah, Yeah. No. What's so great about Incredibles is that we get to see so much about, like, the family dynamics. Like, mm-hmm. Incredibles has such, like, a realness to it. And just from, like, the premise, like, what we get in the trailer alone seems like they're really kind of going down that same path. Mm-hmm. That makes it what I think a really special Pixar movie.
I think it's going to be interesting to see how, like, they keep these characters the same and the family dynamic the same, but they kind of make it for a modern audience because it's just, what, like, the next day or, like, the next, how much time?
Yeah, it's immediate.
It's immediately mm-hmm. after the last film. So, like, they need to stay true to that world, but at the same time, like, be able to market it to kids in this generation.
Exactly. It feels exactly the same from when we left off, what, 14 years ago?
Yeah.
And, like, the music, you know, just the characters stayed true to themselves from the original movie. And it was cool to see the wife at the end, nagging at Frozone. That's always cool to see. So
that's Samuel Jackson, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's in the Disney family, and I love that.
In more ways than one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you guys Marvel? Think we'll see Miss Frozen?
No.
Frozen?
An article just came out about
it. There's an article going out about the absence of Miss Frozen and how she is just a voice that is becoming a hot topic on the internet.
I think that's what makes her so special, because she's just a voice in the background. Like, I mean, it's focused on Elastigirl, so you have that strong female lead. Mm-hmm. And I think the dynamic, keep her a mystery to nag at Frozone, is what works so well. I think if you saw her a little more, I don't know if that magic works the same.
Mm-hmm. We'll
see.
Yeah, I love the idea of maybe she's a smart house.
Oh my God. they confirmed that she's a super. They said that she's a super.
So she could be a smart house.
She's just a house.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have strong feelings about that, but I think it's cool that she's a super.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if we're going to get, like, a lot more Edna Mode in this movie, just because I've seen so many interesting promos with her. Like, I watch Project Runway, and, like, during the finale, they had this amazing commercial that was, like, all of these, like, big fashion designers talking about this, like, mm-hmm. It went on, like, the internet and everything later, but, like, this fashion icon, and, like, they talked about, like, she was a real person, and it was such a, like, dope.
Do you know that was our friend's idea, and then Pixar just, like, took it and made it?
What?
Well, they were allowed to. Like, she allowed it to happen because Pixar, like, has a bigger budget to get celebrities in it, but it was our friend's idea.
That's amazing.
I think you know which one. Yeah, I think that, like, Edna is too iconic to not have in the movie a lot.
No, yeah, like, but, like, I don't know. I feel like
people would be so mad if she
exactly.
Like,
I just think we're going to see more of her than what we did in the first one.
I want an Edna spinoff, please. Like,
an
like
Edna origin
a prequel.
Story?
Yeah, like, yeah, literally an Edna origin
Mode.
Story would
Mode.
Be incredible.
Mode, yeah.
Well, we're getting a meet and greet.
What?
I've heard about that. Is that true, though?
An Edna Mode meet and greet?
Yeah, am I crazy?
If that's true, that is spectacular.
I have heard it, but I don't think it's been really confirmed yet.
I feel like it was.
I don't know. I don't.
Oh, yeah, it's not on any official Disney site. So yikes.
Yeah, so.
But.
It'd be cool if they did. It'd be amazing.
I think it would be really funny.
Yeah. I'm wondering how that would happen.
Yeah.
Just a little.
In more Incredibles news, we have some character sketches of other superheroes that we will see in this movie.
Oh.
Skylar, what do you have to say about this?
Who's
this brick house?
It's
a brick.
It's
house.
They're the wannabe supers. There's really not a lot to say about them. This is concept art. They just look funny to me.
Yeah, especially that one on the side. Is his head sideways?
I don't know.
He's like a weird...
Yeah, looks like an owl.
Yeah,
Screech, I think, is his name.
I can honestly name all of these right now.
What?
Yeah, we want to hear
just
it.
Just by looking at the outfits?
Yeah.
Okay, give it to me.
Oh, yeah, there's all this info.
The first one's Owly. Second one's Depressed Zigzag.
Oh, I see.
This one's Old Groucho. Then we got Brick. Then we got Cool. And then we got Vaulty at the end there.
You want to hear their real names?
Sure.
All right. Screech is first, who has a superpowered scream and can fly like an owl. Then Helectrix, who can shoot lightning from his fingers.
I was very close on that.
Then Reflux, who can create and manipulate lava. Yikes, Jack-Jack? Question mark? He's not really lava. Anyway, Brick, who's super strong.
Nailed it.
Crush Hauer, a telekinetic superhero. And Void, which is the one that's voiced by Sophia Bush, who can create voids to remove things from existence.
That's a wild
power.
Is that
the, are those the holes that they were running through? Remember, yeah, that was a void.
And Void is a super fan of Elastigirl.
Sounds like she's going to be bad.
Or a crazy super fan that, like...
Sounds like Buddy from the first one.
Exactly. It's bothering me how Brick looks like Wreck-It Ralph to me.
I was thinking the same thing.
It's starting to bug me.
What was the second one's name? Who was that?
That Electrics. Is Electrix.
Electrix looks like emo Nightwing.
He's really upset.
A Skrillex. Playing a superhero. A Skrillex. Electrix.
That's Skrillex.
The owl guy is freaking me out, though. I just don't like how his head is tilted like that. It stresses me out.
He's actually my favorite.
The owl guy.
Cosplaying Screech at D23 2019.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. I want someone to be Brick so badly. Just, like, someone who's, like, perfect for it. Someone really buff. Anyway.
Definitely. They're interesting. They're interesting. Who knows how much we'll even see them, I guess.
I think we have to wait until we see the voice cast announced for them.
Yeah.
We only know one voice, correct? We only
Sophia Bush,
Sophia
Bush.
Yeah.
Who is Sophia Bush?
Void.
From One Tree Hill.
She used to be married to Chad Michael Murray until he cheated on her with a high school student.
Yikes.
And then they got a divorce.
Didn't know that.
Like, I lived in North Carolina when all this was happening. It was drama.
I just wanted to know if she... that broad. Cool, cool.
That broad. That broad.
She's really cool. Like, she's into a lot of, like, really cool charities. And she's cool, a cool, chick.
Next up, cool news about Star Wars Episode 9.
Who dis?
So...
I know it's JJ, but...
We knew JJ was on the project, but the second unit director is going to be Victoria Mahoney, who's a black woman.
Yeah.
Caps for Vicky Mahoney.
This is, like, a first... thing.
It's a big
for
deal.
Star Wars.
That's huge.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's just the possibility for her to direct her own feature film, whether it's Star Wars or something else, is like huge because a famous actor who's a notable second unit director is Andy Serkis. He was a second unit director for the Hobbit movies, so he's directed a large chunk of those movies with Peter Jackson, and then he went on to direct Mowgli, which comes out later this year. So this could be huge news for her. In the future, moving forward.
Mowgli is not Disney, everyone. Don't freak out.
No, that's not the Jungle Book spinoff.
Yeah, and it was really cool because the person to break this news was Ava DuVernay.
Ava.
Which is
Go
really cool.
So it's just like women being excited about women. Yeah.
Exactly. Queen and all that stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I'm curious. Yeah, I'm like curious.
I'm just like, it's going to be good. What?
Yeah, I'm curious like how that's going to impact... how the story gets told. I think there's a lot to look forward to.
Second unit directing, I feel like, is so dependent on the director.
Someone just asked what a second unit director is, if you want to answer that.
So, yes. A second unit director usually is the person who directs kind of the scenes that the major stars aren't in, or like, you know, the really, really wide shots that they don't use the major stars for, they use their stand-ins for, their doubles for. So they basically kind of do all the stuff that doesn't involve the super famous people.
But would it include stuff like, if we're talking about the first movies, would that maybe be scenes with, like, Hux? Or is he still, like, a huge star?
No, he's still a huge star. Like no major characters. And if they are the major characters, it's, like, when they're not fully seen.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if, like, secondary characters also weren't.
I mean, and sometimes, like, if the director, like, for some reason has a schedule, like, it's very rare, but if the director can't be there for one reason or another, the second unit director will step in. Mm-hmm. But that won't happen until, like... it won't be a very serious scene. You know, I don't know. And it also depends on how the different directors work. So.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It's not messed up. Like, it's just how movies work.
Yeah. It's just like, it's every, there's a stepping, you know,
there's
a step ladder.
Yeah.
Every movie has a second unit director.
Yeah.
Every
yeah.
movie.
And every industry has their own ladder that you have to kind of move up. And this is how you move up within the directing, or one way to move up within the directorial ladder in the film industry.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's still very exciting.
It's great news.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool.
Get a little feminine touch with JJ.
It's so funny because I feel like, people were so weird when Force Awakens came out, but then when Last Jedi came out, everyone was like, no, bring back JJ. Please, thank God.
Just help him finish a story.
Yeah, I didn't
help him wrap it up.
I didn't even hate Last Jedi, but I just know that people felt that way.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm just nervous about the three movies they gave Ryan after Last Jedi. But I did like Last Jedi.
Yeah.
I just got the DVD, the Blu-ray.
I, like, still haven't seen it even a second time. I need to watch it again. Anyway, this is going to be, cool, like, cool. The most heated part of our show, I feel like.
Oh, I'm so excited.
We were talking about it earlier. Okay, well, first of all, it's just, like, we're going to talk a lot about Mulan, but, like, the big news, thanks to DisneyFilmFacts.com.
Who dat?
Is that we got two new casting announcements for the live-action Mulan, but I feel like live-action Mulan has been discussed, like, so much this week, mm-hmm. and I'm so excited to talk about it with you. Jet Li and Gong Li are joining the cast. Jet Li is playing the Emperor. Okay. We were speculating about the Emperor last week, so now we have an answer. And Gong Li is playing the villain.
Female villain, female protagonist, and antagonist.
A powerful witch, not the leader of any army, let alone the Hun army, which is not in this movie. So,
magic.
Okay.
How do you feel?
Is this Mulan?
Here's the thing.
I cannot wait to talk about this.
Right. Okay, well, do you just want to say
some
stuff?
No, go.
Okay, it's just like, go. I just feel like everyone needs to calm down.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because I've seen a lot of people be like, why are they changing it? But the same people are like, why are we doing live action remakes? It's like, wouldn't you want to see something different?
Exactly. It's the people that are like, we need more. We need something different. Why is it got to be the exact same thing? And then when they change it, they're like, oh my gosh. Why are you changing it?
And what do you want? Personally, like, people are like, they didn't change anything about Beauty and the Beast, but you got to change, like, the minority movie. I'm like, personally, I did not like Beauty and the Beast that much. So, like, please change stuff.
You don't need to hide that because a lot of people.
I know. Like, it did. Yeah. It was like the highest ranked movie last year. It's like, I know I'm in the minority. You know what I mean? But still, anyway, there's a lot of stuff that's been going on. Like, people are mad about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm a little upset about... Okay, so I'm so about the female antagonist, like, if you're going to bring... But I don't know how I feel about bringing... Like, when I just, like, thought about it myself, and I was like, oh, my God, they have magic in the original movie. But, like, the idea of bringing more magic beyond Mushu and beyond the ancestors into kind of the throng of the film... I know there's a lot of different versions of the original kind of Mulan epic or story, mm-hmm. Or poem. I think it's a poem, actually. So I just wish if they were going to change it, they would have stuck to more of what happens in the, like, or one of the takes on the Mulan poem. And I don't know if there's this type of magic in there, so I'm a little bummed about that. I think it would have been cooler if she was, like, this warrior queen who didn't need magic, who was, like, the Hun
leader. Well, the stuff about the magic, are you talking about her or are you talking about Mulan?
Her.
Okay, that is, like, one criticism that I would understand, because it's kind of like Mulan is, like, this legend with, like, real element, like, in real life.
Yeah,
and so to add, like, kind of mystical elements to it is kind of, like, making it a fairy tale when it's not a fairy tale. I get that. Someone in the chat is saying that, like, the Chinese community is upset. I actually haven't seen comments from any actual Chinese people, but I'm definitely going to look for it after the show. What I have seen people be upset about is the casting description of Mulan that says there is a magical force within her, but...
She's not a Jedi.
But that description I'm taking with a grain of salt because, like, a casting description isn't necessarily a good bearing on what the actual plot of the movie is going to be like. Am I right?
No, you're 100% right.
Like, I don't think it necessarily 100% means that she is going... Mulan is going to be magical.
No. We hope not. Like, yeah,
like, I would think that it... means that she is going to kind of be innately good at things, but I don't think there's going to be any, like, verbal, like, it's because she's somehow magic.
I just don't want this to turn into The Last Airbender. Like, I just don't.
I think magical is probably a metaphor for something. So the casting breakdown for Mulan came out over a year ago. This movie was supposed to come out this year.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the movie should have been shot last year. When the casting breakdown came out, It was with a casting director who was basing it off the poem and not necessarily just the animated film. Casting breakdowns change constantly with movies like this.
So you're saying the description that we're seeing is very old?
It's the one that's going around. If you're talking about the one that said Mulan in green letters.
And then the guy.
Yeah, it's all over Twitter and Instagram. Yeah, that is completely old. That came out when Mulan was immediately announced. Mm. And that was to get people into the casting director's office interview. That was just Commander Tung is in the breakdown. But that doesn't mean that Mulan is going to be magical. It doesn't mean that, in all honesty, it doesn't mean that the Huns aren't going to be a part of this movie. There is no confirmation that the Huns aren't in it. Mm-hmm. There's no confirmation that Shan Yu's not in it. There's no confirmation that Mushu's not in it, who will, in fact, be in it. He's a huge part of the plans for the movie. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Hey.
People are freaking out about
the
that.
The whole musical aspect.
Not confirmed yet.
Totally not confirmed
yet. Hasn't it gone like back and forth?
Yeah, we talked about it on the show because she made a comment that was like, that she had to go back and clarify that she meant it had not been decided yet. Mm. Right?
Exactly. So here's the thing. Disney is going to want to stick with what works. Obviously, Beauty and the Beast works. So they're going to want to stick to that same mold. Obviously, fans of the animated movie are going to be a huge draw for this live-action remake because now that those 10, 11-year-olds, they're now in their 20s and 30s. They're the ones who are buying tickets to see this movie. Mm-hmm. So they're going to want to see almost a reimagining of the classic movie. But that's not to say Shan Yu won't be an integral part to this villain or the Huns won't be an integral part because none of that's confirmed yet. And we should wait because the movie's not shooting until September. And the movie comes out in 2020, I believe. So the movie's going to shoot anywhere from September to December, and then they schedule for reshoots. Mm-hmm. But they still have to test the movie. So let's say they test the movie, and that villain isn't what they like. There's nothing saying they can't reshoot the movie and then make Shan Yu huge and integral to the story. Well, so I just think there's a lot going on.
I think that the other thing that they are going to struggle with this film, because Beauty and the Beast was able to kind of fix this because they kind of cast star names. Mm-hmm. And this, I mean, they're stars in the Asian market and in the Chinese market, which is one of the biggest market for films in the world, but to bring in, you know, the rest of the audiences with a lot of these people. I mean, Jet Li is like the person like I know the best. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm really excited he's in it. But it'll be interesting to see, okay, how are we going to market this to a Western audience as mm-hmm. well? And get them on board if we don't decide to do music, if we don't stick to the original story. So I think you're right on that fact that they know it works. Cinderella, even though it was a beautiful film and it was successful, was not as successful as Beauty and the Beast. Mm-hmm. And Cinderella did not have name actors. It was just really, really pretty. I mean, it has Cate Blanchett.
It's just like exactly. Jungle Book.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You beat me to it. And then the same could be said next year with Aladdin. They're going with the same mm-hmm. model. Let's use the same music. Let's mm-hmm. add in a couple new songs. Keep the characters we all know and love. Mm-hmm. And then shoot it. Same with The Lion King. That's what they're doing. The only exception is for instance, Dumbo, which mm-hmm. is going to be different. And I think that's going to be a huge thing for Disney to watch.
With Dumbo, you kind of have to change.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It's like a weird movie.
It's going to be a downer regardless.
Right. Yeah, the other thing that people are real... The thing that I've seen the most anger about is Shang, and they're not being a Shang. Div and I were talking about this earlier. I think everyone needs to calm down. Here's the thing. People are like, goodbye bisexual icon.
Oh,
and I'm just like, first of all, from a casting description, we don't know. No way is Disney going to make an out bisexual character. They didn't in the original Mulan.
Exactly.
Will there be undertones that fans can interpret on their own? There might still be.
It's so weird to me that there are fans who are saying goodbye, you know, our bisexual king or whatever they're calling it.
Yeah.
But they're upset when there's, like, maybe homosexual undertones in, let's say, Beauty and the Beast. It's so crazy
to me
how different.
Well, I don't think
it's the same fans. It's not the same fans, but it's so crazy how different it can be, but at the same time, it's just what do you want Disney Studios to do? Do you want Shang in
well,
the
like
movie?
Do I want Shang specifically, like a character named Shang? I don't care.
Okay,
this character sounds exactly like Shang to me. Just because he's not the commander doesn't mean he can't play the same emotional role.
I mean, the stakes are a little bit different. Like,
right, like
versus
they are
someone
peers.
Being in charge versus being on the same level as a different
kind of like. And who says he doesn't make sing the song "I'll Make a Man Out of You" during the movie? Ugh, or who's
to say?
Right.
All I want is that. Donnie Osmond, just jump on the screen and sing it to me.
Sorry.
Yeah. But yeah, who's to say they don't even change the name? They, you know, they might even see the fans' reaction to Shang not being in there, and they might just change the name. It could be as simple as changing the name, because you're 100% right. The character breakdown is Shang with a different name.
Yeah.
Well, and Shang wasn't in the original story or poem.
And I remember when my friend of mine auditioned, was like brought in for Star Wars Force Awakens, and the character, I mean, everything like about his audition, it was like, had nothing to do with what ended up in the movie.
Yeah.
But like, they just kind of like have an idea of what they need, and they put, you know, put these actors to a test, and then they're like, surprise!
Yeah, I just think that the outrage based on these casting announcements has been very overblown. It's like,
I agree.
And I understand that people don't know that casting announcements come out so far before anything even starts production. I understand. That's why I'm saying it. It's just like a very bad thing to base anything on.
It's really interesting because I feel like this hasn't happened with any other Disney live action.
Well, I feel like it happened with Aladdin, where people were like kind of mad.
For a quick minute.
I think people were like, for the most part, kind of stoked, but it blew over so quickly. But here, everyone is like...
I think it wasn't until people realized, oh, Abu's going to be in it. Yay. Because, you know, or Raja or Iago, they saw this guy casted who's going to be like the servant to Jafar. And there's Nassim Pedarad, who got cast as a friend to Jasmine. And then all of a sudden, oh, Raja's going to be in Aladdin. Abu's going to be in Aladdin. Iago's going to be in Aladdin. I think that all just blew over quickly.
I think Mulan, not to take away from Aladdin at all, but I think Mulan was one of those films that was just so out of the norm for Disney, and like having this, like, you know, completely Asian cast and Chinese, like it was a Chinese story, and to really embrace it and not kind of do what they did with Pocahontas, which was kind of royally like really screw it up. And like, I mean, I still love Pocahontas, but it was very not true to her actual story and a little weird where it did go. And I think Mulan, they did much better. And I think so people kind of, it's a lot more precious to people.
Yeah, I mean, the stakes are really high with Mulan because people love that movie for so many reasons, because we have, you know, a strong female protagonist who is not just a Caucasian, another princess. You know, like, she was so cool and so strong, and people really connected with Mulan. So I think that's why the conversation keeps happening and why the stakes are so high for this movie to be good.
Yeah.
So I get people being like, oh, no, like, magic. But, everyone is kind of just really chomping at the bit to like jump to conclusions it's just no conclusions to become to you.
Technically, Mulan did have magic. She had Mushu, who was magical.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Magic!
Yeah, that's actually a really good point.
Yeah.
Not wrong.
And like, I just had that realization in my own head, and I was angry about the magic. So
I mean, yeah. Well, playing devil's advocate, like, Mulan is such a strong character on her own. I think it's this whole, like, idea that she's magical takes away from her being, like, such a boss. And I think that's why people are so mad
about it. Yeah, that's why people are mad.
Mm-hmm.
People, there's also the announcement that she has a sister in the live-action remake, where people are like, why? We don't know why yet. We'll see.
Who cares?
Like, we'll see. Like, there's obviously a reason. Like, they wouldn't have just added a sister for kicks.
Is it? I feel like I could see her maybe having like an older sister that everybody expects her to be like, who's super following the rules and gets the right,
like,
match,
really honing in on that honor to us all thing.
Exactly. Yeah. I think it would fit. You know, we're seeing all these. You know, obviously, we're going to see battle, and we're going to see Mulan, you know, trying to fit into an army full of men. But obviously, we're going to want to see how the father's doing, how the family's coping. Mm-hmm. And I think the sister's going to be kind of integral to the family life.
Maybe the sister knows that Mulan is there. And so that's kind of like the being able to see the family's point of view while Mulan is gone.
Look at all this. Look at all this good stuff coming out.
You guys want us to write this movie? Call us, Disney.
To Kane's point about it being like a very different movie than the other movies in the Disney Renaissance is, I think, more of a reason why the remake should also be
good
different.
Point. No, I think that's a really good point.
I want this movie so bad to be this, like, awesome, like, war movie. Like, I want, you know, like, I want that real, like, high action, high adventure. with Mulan. Like, yeah. I want to see that with Mulan, a real person.
Mulan was my favorite princess. Like, when people when I was younger would ask me who were my favorite princesses, Mulan and Pocahontas were my two favorites. And Mulan I liked so much because I was doing martial arts at the time, and it was just, like, at that perfect age where I was like, oh my gosh, for a girl to be able to play with the, like, play with the boys and beat the boys, ugh, I love this character. She was, like, our Moana.
Like, yeah, she that's is. True. Yeah.
But I think she like kicked more butt than Moana did. No offense, Moana, because I love Moana, but she kicked some major butt.
I can agree with that.
Allison is saying that she feels like it's very important to the story that Mulan was an only child. I don't think it was important that she was an only child. I think it was important that there were no
boys,
brothers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like the all of the weight of her story relies on her not being like a typical Chinese woman and having no brother in the family.
To step
and
in.
And a sister doesn't affect either of those things, especially if it is a sister who is very traditional.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which now I'm like really hoping that's
the
situation.
I think that would raise the stakes for her a little bit because that gives it's a little bit more than just her dad. It's her whole family. It adds to the pressure of like the entire family mm-hmm. dynamic within that, and I think you're right, to somebody to come back to have, like, that point of view of what the right. family's going through, to, like, maybe make those characters a little bit more pivotal.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, why is Mulan really fighting for her family?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm so excited for this movie.
But will little brother be in it?
That's the real outrage on
the Great Stone
social
Dragon.
Media.
Only your pasta plays little brother.
Send her in that casting call, man.
Anyway. Yeah.
I just want it to be good.
Yeah.
You know, change what you want. Whatever you have to do to give us the best iteration of a live-action Mulan, do
Preach.
It.
Preach.
Do
Preach.
It.
In other news, the Blue Sky Cellar is open at Disneyland again.
Ooh.
Lol. That segue,
there
though.
It is.
Hi.
So, if you didn't know, there's a part of Disney California Adventure called the Blue Sky Cellar. That's like a little building that previously was used to preview upcoming additions to the Disney parks. And for at least 3 years, it's been closed.
A long time.
I was like, gonna say the last thing I remember seeing in Blue Sky Cellar was like the Little Mermaid ride.
Yeah, mocks of it.
Which and that was like, 6 years ago.
It was, like, more than 6 years ago. That was, like, 2011.
It was when, I mean, Little Mermaid attraction opened
in 2011.
When I moved here.
Yeah.
So that's how long it's been since I've seen something in there.
So it's open again with a preview of Pixar Pier. Yeah.
Coco!
We're getting ahead of ourselves with the slides a little bit. but, yeah, it's at DCA. You can go look at Pixar Pier, which will make some of you excited and some of you upset.
Yeah. And when's the official opening date of that?
June.
Do we have just June 1?
23rd.
Sounds right.
June 23rd.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's the 23rd.
Cool.
I could Google it.
I'm going to believe you and say it's
June.
The 23rd.
Just June and then go
June.
On a random day. I'm Surprise, sure. It's closed still.
Although no, sometimes sure. when you go on random days, oh no, maybe that's just Universal. I remember I went to Universal on a random day and Harry Potter Park was already open, like, secretly, and so I got to go in. There were no lines. It was the best. Such a great surprise.
Also, for those of you who have been confused why there's no new float in Paint the Night yet, mm-hmm. it is coming with the opening of Pixar Pier after
yes.
Incredibles 2 comes out. That is when the Incredible float will make its debut. And as we all know, maybe we're going to talk about it, Pixar Fest has officially begun at the Disneyland Resort.
Pixar Fest!
Woo!
I really love it.
The
I'm going to be real. I really love it.
The food looks bomb. I haven't been yet. But.
Tiff went for 4 days straight.
Three days.
I know. I'm just like,
okay, 4 days straight, she says.
So Tiff can tell us all about it.
Oh, okay. so with the return, Pixar Fest brings the return of the Pixar Play Parade, which has three new units. So we get the Luxo Ball and the lamp, like, leading the parade. The lamp actually flashes. It's really cute. And we have an up unit with Carl in up there on Paradise Falls.
This.
You see Kevin, who is amazing. She's really, really cool. And then we have the Inside Out float with Joy and Sadness, which I think is one slide back. There they are. Bing Bongs at the back. It's so cute to watch it because those rainbow, like, they flap. Like, they are actually shooting off in the wagon.
Float based off Bang Bong's death scene.
Yeah, it's really, really goes for it, man.
So dark. Way to go there.
Well, Bing Bong looks like he's there. He's on the float.
He is there.
I see his trunk.
That's when he's got X's on
the eyes. Do you know that? He has X's on the eyes.
No!
Yeah.
He's like half dissolved. It's like you can't see the bottom half of him.
Is that real?
No.
You can hear him slowly say Riley.
Oh, no. So those are the new things in Pixar Play Parade. Also, it's in Disneyland instead of DCA. But we're also getting, like Sarah said, the return of Paint the Night to Disney California Adventure. I don't think we have a slide for that one. But it is the exact same parade, except
it's not there, sorry.
There's no Frozen float. It could not clear the trolley cable.
They already lifted the trolley cables higher.
And it's really close. If you watch it, you're like, don't hit it. So there's no Frozen. And, yeah, the Incredibles float will be coming sometime in July. And the new nighttime show is the Pixar, it's Together Forever, a Pixar nighttime spectacular with amazing scenes from Coco, which is, I think, arguably the best part in
the entire
fireworks show. A lot of it is set to You've Got a Friend in Me. We see a lot of Toy Story. We see a big car segment, which I really like. But yeah, it's the whole theme is Together Forever, so it's based on friendship. Mm-hmm. And it starts out with Buzz Lightyear actually flying over the castle, saying to friendship and beyond. And then we get to see the house from Up with the balloons also go over the castle, which is really
like
cool.
That. Yeah.
It was like it's so unexpected. But
spoiler alert.
Buzz flies.
Yeah. Buzz flies.
Buzz flies. House flies.
House flies. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. So we also get, like, a lot of new merch, all Pixar-themed. And we get, like, Keaton was super excited about all this new amazing food.
The food. I've been looking at these food blogs, guys. Like, I cannot wait.
It's a lot of stuff. It's a lot. Like,
I'm like, what happened? What? Like,
I think Disney's really figured out that, like, limited time, cute food makes the most money of anything they could ever do in the park.
Yeah, that's true. Instagrammable.
Like,
so
they just are, like, going for it. There's, like, 4 or 5 different cake pops alone.
Oh, wow.
It's, like, not just
so
one.
So many churro flavors.
There's, like, 6 churros? I know there's 4 for sure, but mm-hmm. I feel like there's maybe 2 more. But, yeah, it's a good time. It started already. It goes till September 3rd.
Yep. You got a lot of time.
And, yeah, there's plenty of time to go see it. Sort of. It's cool. There's all character meet and greets. Also, you can meet Sully with Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Woody.
Mike
and Buzz
is new
together.
For Disneyland.
Woody. Yeah, he's new. I don't think we've met Disneyland.
Him. Yeah.
And there's Incredibles characters you can meet, but we get Remy and Emil from Ratatouille. Mm-hmm. So they're really like throwing some curveballs.
Oh. Also, it's like a way more reliable way to meet Flick and Atta, right?
Oh, yeah, and Flick and Atta.
Because like they were kind of scarce before.
That's cool. All right, but you can still like meet, like they're still doing like Black Panther stuff.
Yeah. Nothing has like been taken away.
It's just like a new like specific Pixar area.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know.
I just haven't met Black Panther yet, and I just want to meet him.
You'll be
fine.
There is
a Wall-E segment in the fireworks.
Yeah, the Wall-E segment's really sweet.
A pretty significant Wall-E segment.
Yeah. They do kind of gloss over Ratatouille, Good Dinosaur,
Brave,
Bug's Life. They really kind of gloss over.
I feel like the reason Brave isn't hugely represented is because she's already more represented in the Princess franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
You can just meet her in Disneyland already.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, to have all the whole meet and greet section of Pixar characters that are all cartoon characters. I mean, she is a cartoon, but they made the decision to have her be a princess.
Exactly.
And you meet her as a princess with the princesses. So, like, it would,
it's really interesting.
You know, that's why I think that happened.
And I think Merida is really the only marketable character for that movie, in all honesty. Like, right. I mean, there's great characters in the movie, but you can only really market Merida. And there's not, like, one iconic Brave scene. There's some decent scenes in Brave, but there's not that one iconic one like we see in a lot of Toy Story, or a lot of Toy Stories, a lot of Pixar films.
Mm-hmm. And Good Dinosaur, I'm sorry.
Here's what, like, gets me with Good Dinosaur. Like, Good Dinosaur, I think, would have been the perfect Pixar short. It's not my favorite.
That's a really good point.
It's not my favorite Pixar movie, but they're going so hard with this theme of friendship that like Spot and Arlo, like,
it kind of makes
it kind sense of it's like for them really to include fits it into that, but obviously like no one is really that into Good Dinosaur, so
we didn't do that. Good Dinosaur, who that? I don't know.
Yeah, they truly just like ignore it, but it's, you know, whatever.
You didn't win us an Oscar.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, I mean, things work how they work, you know what I mean? Like, you can feel how you feel about the movie. Like, I liked it. I'm not going to be like, I loved it, but I've said I liked it more than Inside Out, which is an unpopular opinion. And, but, like, I understand that it, like, didn't do very well.
Yeah.
So, like, why would they put money into it?
Exactly.
When, like, no kids are like, I want to see Arlo. Like, there's no kids saying that. Someone's going to be like, my kid said that.
Well. Great. Good for your kid.
Well, then do a really cute couple's costume, and you dress up like Arlo, and then your kid could dress up like Max, right? That's his
Spot?
Name.
Spot. Keaton loved
Good
Dinosaur.
Didn't even remember the kid's name.
Max.
Yeah, Pixar Fest is great. Pixar Fest is great. Otherwise, seize the day. Go visit Pixar Fest.
Yeah,
the Disneyland Resort.
Da, 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 da.
Thanks, Keaton. You're really going with our theme.
Today's theme is.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us any news that we missed, Skyline?
Or who your favorite Chris is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
We were talking about the Chrises before the show started. You know, the four Chrises. Chris Hemsworth, Chris Pratt, Chris Evans, Chris Pine.
Well, Chris Rock, the five Chrises.
Oh, my God.
All right. We're going there, man.
No, but really, there was news that we didn't put in the lineup.
No, I'm so sorry.
Chris Pratt.
Oh, we're going to Chris's.
Andy Dwyer. Parks and Rec.
I bounced back and forth between Hemsworth and Pratt all the time. Like, when Ragnarok came out, I was like, Hemsworth all the way! But then, like, I see Pratt and all these, like, ads and coming, like, I watch him on his Insta stories and I'm like, I love you, but then you broke up with Anna Faris. I'm sad. I don't know.
But now he's available.
True. Sorry. But I still love Anna.
They were the weirdest couple.
Anyways.
Oh, you want the news?
Yeah, we want the news!
Okay, yeah. Maleficent 2 has a villain.
It's not Maleficent.
It's not Maleficent. It's Ed Skrein. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right.
Oh, Skrein.
Yeah, he played the villain in Deadpool, and I guess he was in Game of Thrones. I'm sorry, I don't watch Game of Thrones. Don't come after me.
He's the new, Danny's lover in Game of Thrones. What's his name? I'm totally being attacked.
Oh, this dude? That dude?
He's like knockoff Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Jason Statham.
He talks just like that, too.
Oh,
on the new
Dario. He plays Dario
but
in Game of Thrones.
But he got recast. He played Dario for
one season.
And then he got recast by a guy from Nashville.
True.
I can't remember the actor's name. But yeah, he got recast because of scheduling conflicts or something. It's like, dude, he could have been with Khaleesi.
Just Maleficent 2, man.
Yeah,
just
news Maleficent 2.
Our most anticipated Disney movie sequel of all time.
I feel like it's like
I would
the Alice in Wonderland sequel that came out. That's how I feel about them.
I would be more interested in this Maleficent sequel if he was playing Maleficent and Angelina Jolie was kicked off the movie.
Oh, my God, yes.
I mean, I'm into
why
it.
Are you hating on Angie?
I'm not hating on Angie. Whoa, slow down. I'm hating on Maleficent.
Yeah.
The movie as a whole.
Oh, yeah. It's horrible.
But she was a great... She was a queen.
Yeah, for
as
one...
Maleficent.
For one movie. Now, let's switch it up. Give me Guy Maleficent.
Give me Guy Maleficent.
I'm there.
I want to see it.
People would be so mad.
Would they? I feel like people could be stoked.
Well, because, like, yeah. But then, like, in this version of Maleficent, she's like... feminist icon Maleficent, so that to make her Guy want to be like,
I get that.
Guy Maleficent, and he can have magical powers.
I only want him to be Maleficent if they call him Guy Maleficent.
Yeah, Guy Maleficent.
In
yeah.
the movie.
GM.
That's the name of the movie. That's a new name.
Guy Maleficent.
It's not even a subtitle, that's a name.
We are really going down this hole.
Anyway.
Villain in Jungle Cruise was announced today, Edgar Ramirez.
Edgar Ramirez.
He was in American Crime Story, the newer one.
Oh, I love. Oh, oh, he played Versace.
Oh,
I didn't see it.
He was also in Bright as the elf guy.
Oh yeah, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, I only know that because we were watching Versace, and I was like, "Why do I know that guy?" And Leah was like, "He was in Bright as an elf."
Wait,
I loved Versace.
Something else that I
like. It was.
Oh,
good.
He was in Joy. He played the husband in Joy.
Great.
That means that movie's bad.
What?
Oh, he's in Point Break remake. Everyone's
Point Break.
Favorite.
Oh, my
Everyone's favorite remake.
Girl on a Train?
Mm-hmm.
He's in a lot.
He's good. Cool. He's a really good actor.
I mean, I'm pretty excited about a Jungle Cruise movie as a whole, to be honest.
Same.
So. I feel like there's so much to be explored in that.
I feel like he will be a great foil to The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you can put The Rock in anything and it'll be great. Amazing. Yeah, exactly. Put him in Mulan. Everyone will be like, oh, cool. No more drama.
Hey, he's the magical witch.
He's Mushu. The Rock is Mushu.
The Rock is Mushu.
Can we please tweet this? The Rock as Mushu. He's probably already have a films lined up for the next
with
like,
Guy Maleficent life. Right after.
Yeah. Guy Maleficent.
Oh, here's the elf version of him. Oh, wow. He's
He looks like
the evil Legolas.
Yeah, I was like, he like looks literally like Orlando
real scary.
Bright was not good.
Let's just throw it out there.
All right. Get me started on that.
Thank you.
Is there anything else we know about Jungle Cruise movie yet, other than like the few casting things?
What? Kristen Wiig, The Rock.
No, Emily Blunt.
Oh, Emily Blunt.
Blunt, Jack Whitehall. He's a British comedian. Uh-huh. I don't know what he's from.
We don't know anything story-wise yet, huh?
Yeah.
Real, like,
I can't tell you off the top of my head, but it's there. You know, it's
there's a disease,
and there's like a magical cure to this disease, and that the Tree of Life is in it, which is based off the one at the Animal Kingdom.
Oh,
Trader Sam's supposed to be in it.
Oh, Keaton just like almost broke her neck. She snapped back so quickly.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly, what got me first was like the fact that they're incorporating that random Tree of Life that's in Animal Kingdom. So I'm really glad like they're finally like, we're going to own this giant tree. That's really cool. I remember seeing it when I was a kid. I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. But yeah, that's owned at Disney.
But for park integrity, why would you do that?
Oh boy!
Oh, what does that
mean?
They're not even in the same park.
Well, then how do?
Oh
you
yeah, they're not. Oh.
Jungle Cruise. Is not an Animal Kingdom.
I once had someone in my college program tell me that it was bad show to have dueling Dumbos at Disney World because there should only be one Dumbo. Oh, I was like, it's not the same as character roles.
No.
Like what?
I'm being
bad
facetious.
Show. Oh my god! I know you are. Will Haunted Mansion be made? Someone asks. Issa asks.
Who's asking?
Issa.
Yeah, they made it already. Eddie Murphy starred.
Yeah.
Nice. She's cool. You can tell her.
Yeah. oh my god, he's struggling so hard. Cannot comment.
It's getting made.
That's all you need to say.
It's getting made.
Cool.
Script's done. Everything's the fourth draft of the script is done.
Oh my god.
And Hatbox Ghost is one of the primary characters. That's all I know.
I'm like, are you allowed to say this?
Probably not. Oh my god. I probably not, but I'm just going to throw it out there. Because he's going to come after me, put me in jail.
I heard that Guillermo del Toro is not connected with anymore. Is that...
He won an Oscar and he's like, I don't have time for this.
Is that true? I mean, okay.
Hotbox Ghost is going to be in it.
Great.
It's so funny because Tiff made a video for Thingamavlogs in 2016 where she was like, it's supposed to come out. Was it 2015?
It was supposed
to. Oh. You made it and you were like, it's supposed to come out in 2017. And we still get comments on Thingamavlogs that's like, you said 2017.
Okay. So it's still coming.
Tiff, make this movie happen.
As far as I know, Ryan Gosling is still attached. Like, Disney still wants Ryan Gosling.
Oh,
but he's been so busy since he's, you know, done the whole La La Land, First Man.
Blame
he's pregnant.
Ryan Gosling for the delay.
Yeah.
Just
blame
tweet at him and be like,
blame
oh my god,
Guillermo
how
del Toro.
Just put one of the Chris's in it. put five with
all of them.
Put
all
Guy
them.
Maleficent in it. That's what we really want. That's what America needs.
Chris Pine is the Hatbox Ghost. The rest of the Chris's are
the
all
the Rock is
ghost.
The Hatbox yes. Ghost.
And,
oh, don't disrespect the rest of the Chris's like that.
All I want
The Rock is Master Gracie.
Can you just put? I really wish all of the Chris's would just own the fact. All the Chris's and like do something like that, like do some type of random.
Well,
cameo.
Did you see Chris Pine on SNL?
Yes,
it was
But like they weren't all there. Like if they would have all come out, I would have loved them that much more about it. But like because they've all made jokes and commented on social media about that stuff, it's like you guys just own it and put it in something or do something, like make a video
something,
or I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, let us know in the comments. Who your favorite Chris is. give us a thumbs up. And thanks for watching Disney Movie News. Oops, Disney News Weekly.
You slid into that goodbye.
I was just saying it really slowly. You can follow the Popcorn Talk on Twitter @ThePopcornTalk and on YouTube @PopcornTalkNetwork. I'm Sarah Sterling on Twitter @SarahSterling_. Who are you guys?
Ooh, I'm Tiff Mink. I'm @Minkus on Twitter. I am Tiff Mink on YouTube and Tiff Mink on Instagram.
I am Disney Film Facts everywhere and at the website disneyfilmfacts.com. Check it out. I do my best to keep up with all the latest movie news.
Go with the hot scoops.
Hey guys, I'm Keaton Markey. You can follow me all over the interwebs @KeatonMarkey. And somebody just mentioned that in Infinity War, 3 of the Chrises out of the 4 will be in Infinity War. Maybe they'll do something, and maybe Chris Pine will just have like a random cameo with weird makeup. I don't know. It'd be awesome.
Thanks for watching, guys. We'll see you soon.
Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.